I'm going to talk about Japan because I was in Japan recently. I blame my wife because it was her idea that we go to Japan. It wasn't my wish to go to Japan. My wife wanted to go to Japan because she wanted to be in Japan at the time of the cherry blossoms. She also wanted to see gardens. And I've had the experience of going along, accompanying her, and then becoming captivated, hook, line, and sinker by what I experienced in Japan. So I came home from Japan feeling that I was leaving home, coming back to my original home. You may have an idea about Japan already, and it may indeed involve a city full of lights like skyscrapers, and there are other places like that in Japan. You're absolutely right. Hardly attractive unless you walk those streets in the evening, I suggest, unless you're an urban junkie. But let me show you some of the fashions in Japan. Now, this is something that I hadn't seen anywhere else. You might care to notice that it's a pair of jeans turned upside down, and that will be maybe coming to fashion shops near you fairly soon. This is how bus drivers dress. This bus driver, you might notice, is dressed in a quite a different way from bus drivers in Ireland and the UK. You'll already have noticed that he's wearing gloves, white gloves. That suggested to me that there is a huge interest in Japan within the culture for cleanliness. Here is another person at work. Top-class restaurant, I can imagine you're saying to yourselves. What a splendid looking chef that is. In fact, that's Tokyo Airport, a walk-by place you can drop in. And the reason I'm even mentioning it is because of the impression Japan made on me. It's a place where there is huge attention to detail and skill, much more than I have noticed anywhere else I've been in the world. I brought these home from Japan because they stand for me as a symbol of quality. Two cups, very simple, struck me as a good symbol for the impression that Japan built up for me. I didn't like this concoction. It is so attractive, isn't it? You want to gobble that ice cream. You want to really get into it. Well, so did I, except I didn't like the taste, but I thought it was a great sight. Here is my wife having dinner. If you have a look at the table and all the little plates and the way in which she's sitting and how beautifully positioned everything is in the photograph. Another strong impression I had in Japan was that there is a huge element of design running throughout the culture. I was on a guided tour party with my wife and I and 11 other people and a guide. This man has been in Toastmasters since 1993, has been president of many clubs, has been an area director many times, and that is a haiku he wrote in the park while taking me and my wife for a day around Tokyo. It was extraordinary to be taken around by a Japanese person one day and a different Japanese person the following day, and to write haiku together. Not everybody smiles in Japan. In the old days, a number of the gods used to frown. But I can tell you that I've never been to a country where I've seen more smiles than I did in Japan. I saw extraordinary politeness. I'll just touch on this one thing because if you go to Japan, I think it would be a good experience to go to the Peace Museum in Hiroshima. That is when the atomic bomb was dropped. This, on the other hand, is the gateway into the island of the gods, an island not very far from Hiroshima, a center of samurai reign. This was a surprise for me to find that the Japanese made have some excellent gins. Now, in the park I showed you where the Toastmaster was, this was found. This is a sculpture, obviously, but I just thought it was a bit of fun to see in the open air. This is where samurai used to capture ducks. Under there is the entrance to a complicated system of catching ducks. It struck me that it certainly wasn't an air raid shelter. What is this? This is the most beautiful book I've ever seen in my life. This is a poetry book. This is a treasure of Japan found in a section of the museum in Tokyo where treasures are kept. Yes, a poetry book.
Why did you go to Japan?
Ah, right. I went to Japan because my wife wanted to go to Japan, and I sent her a message saying, does that mean you want me to go with you? And she said yes, so I went with her. That's why. Ginny, is that a good enough answer for you?
It is. It is succinct. It's to the point, and thank you.
When you were over there, was there much discussion about Donald Trump and his global tariffs, or did nobody mention them at all?
Oh, they were spoken about at every street corner. People talked about nothing else. Unfortunately, though, my Japanese isn't good enough to understand what they were saying. I'm afraid that all I can say, Anthony, is you're absolutely right. There was only one topic. Interestingly enough, in every lift I went in every elevator that I got in Japan, there was a notice on the side of the elevator that said, please do not speak in this elevator. Please do not speak in this elevator. That means that out of respect for your neighbor and out of respect for their right to silence while they calmly go up to the 47th floor in the lift, you are asked to refrain from making noise. That to me was delightful. Anthony, is that a satisfactory answer for your question?
It is indeed. Thank you very much, Paul. Arigato.
Oh. I, as you can see, are bowing to Anthony. We'll come on to this.
I'm wondering, what was the most memorable experience during your stay there? What is it that stands out?
The most memorable experience was how polite and attentive all the people were. The sense I had that will remain with me, I hope, to my grave, which is that it is possible for a human society to feel attentive towards each other, towards the other members. Respectful, attentive, and appreciative. I was tempted to say it was the museum in Hiroshima where the story of the atomic bomb was displayed, but because that affected me very deeply. But I think I'll stick with the attentiveness and care, which completely gazumped everything I've experienced in Ireland, UK, France, Italy, anywhere in Europe and the United States. It is of a different order altogether. Is that okay?
Wonderful answer, Paul. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to know, Paul, how easy was it to communicate, apart from the respect, how easy was it to communicate over there? Were they speaking English? Did you know any Japanese?
Oh, yeah, fluent in Japanese, I am, of course, because before I went, I did a lot of work on it. I learned how to say the word abrigato fluently, absolutely, without any hesitation whatsoever. So I was able to say thank you to just about everybody. Only people who have been to university, for the most part, can speak English. It isn't the case that you'll find people on the street able to speak English. However, Google Translate did a job. And when I ran into some difficulties, they were able to take out their phone and we were able to communicate on their phone easily. Thank you for the question, Val.
I'd like to know if you've got to stay in a capsule hotel.
Under no circumstances would I get into a capsule hotel. I've had an MRI on a few occasions. I've been whisked into a tunnel. No, Carol, and I will skip that experience. When you go and survive the experience, please send back a video of what you look like afterwards.
I was wondering, has your outlook on anything changed since you've come back, having experienced that different culture?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. It really was terribly well phrased as well. I came back to Cork after the weekend in the UK. I got off the aeroplane, and it's my usual habit getting off an aeroplane to say thank you to the member of staff. The member of staff kept their eyes firmly fixed on the floor as I said thank you and never raised their eyes to look at me. That would never, ever, ever happen anywhere in Japan, is my belief. People in Japan don't just make eye contact with you, but they greet you by bowing. You bow when you come into the shop, they bow when you're leaving, you do the same, you say thank you, they bow. I consider now that I live in a very impolite society where people treat each other as if they didn't really matter, completely ignoring each other. A police officer in Tokyo bowed to me because I looked at him as I walked past. Has a police officer ever bowed to you, Nate James? No. No, in all seriousness, that thing about being civilized, being courteous, I come back noticing more than I ever noticed before some of the rather crude behaviors that pass for acceptable behavior in public in the social circles I move in. The culture trumps everything, and that's what it has really got me thinking about. It isn't something that can have happened and developed in Japan over a couple of hundred years. It must go back long before that.
Yeah, probably.
I heard nobody use a mobile phone on a train. Nobody at all on any form of transport. People use the phone to look at it. I heard nobody speaking loudly in public. Respect is a great value in Toastmasters, isn't it? It's one of our four key values. Japan is where you find it practiced consistently. Service is one of our key values in Toastmasters. Service you will find in Japan. If I had time to show you evidence of excellence in operation, I would be showing you the toothpick. I would be showing you a Japanese toothpick. And I would be showing you that at one end of the Japanese toothpick, there is a two circles carefully cut into the toothpick. What you do in Japan is you use the toothpick, you break off the end of the toothpick to indicate that it's been used already, and then you place the toothpick across the piece that you've broken off from the back end. I'm not sure if that's easy to imagine, but I tell you, that attention to detail delighted me. I'm going to apply it over the next century to tidying up my office. Back to you, Toastmaster.